וכיף ונעשה ואפרי עושה כאיף הכל הנבואה ומי שיבש המשלם כזייס יחד ליק שנמר זעש בלחלים וכי נועיך הוא כזייס לשמר מה הפוסה באחרוב שנשבש לו כאחד ליק ואף אופי שלא יביש וישוסה כפוסה בלסר אחילה אלא וישוסה אביש כלימה ואפילו מי שבישו לי עושה ונמצא אופים האחלושים ושעושה כעשר הבאס ואחר שעושה בו הבאס ושעושה ואחר שעושה הבאס הבאס סודד לגמור את זה מציע לגמור את זה ומנה איזה קשי ויהיה הצורך בגלל בו גרולישן בשירוס בוסו או פי באס הבאס איבן דודה איזה דבירתי או פי שירוס בוסו או דבאס מה שאם תמיה ואיסה Obviously, it's not a derivative, logically, because you couldn't say that the Ibasa pass is Ishiya Boso, and the Ibas is not Ishiya Boso. Is the Torah Asad Basa Bas because, per se, not because of Ishiya Boso? Then one would not be derived from the other. But the Torah spells out in Achimeis that the reason is why all these Arayas are Arles, Arayas, because the Asher Boso Zimu, some Mele, Ibasa Bas Asher Boso, Allah has come of the Hamad Ibas Asher Boso. Machine can hear how logically one has nothing to do with the other. So the Pshat is because the Yisrael of Vishnu is only Zerah. So Mele, logically, one is divided from that. And then he says, אינו סונתיר אלא בשר, והם מתיר, וכל עובדים מתיר, שאין לו לבא שעובדים בחלמים. ובדיו כאילו, ועד השיר, ועד השם, ועד האיס, אשר יפחד בין אלא עובדיס, הוא לא מרגדי בחלב ימי, אלא שדי בהקוס ובאיבי. אבל בוס עובדים מתיר, שבישלי בכל עובדים מתיר, או בוס עובדים מתיר, שבישלי בכל עובדים מתיר, מותר לבא שם, ומותר לבנויה, in Chayov no Achalos in Shabbos Lachot. Anyway, the Rambam in Pirin, Aloha Allah, he says, Vichum Nishim Vashem Mishneim, Kazayis Kiyachot Leike, Shinan Olis Vashem Yudim Achalayimini. Vichim Noeich O Kazayis Mishneim, Mahapos of Acholot, Shinan Vashem Kiyachot Leike, Vahot Pisholoi Pishim. But he doesn't say that it's is Leike Anamoi. And on the contrary, when he says at the beginning of Aloha Allah, ועושה בחולו ועושה לבשלי ועושה לאוכל מפירה ועושה בענוי he doesn't say וכן עושה מנפירה בענוי so why is it so? now let's see that with my way So the pshat is because the Rambam has it wrong. It's how I mean the Gemara says lav shebitolas in like. So what is lav shebitolas? L'sechu adam. So one yisari is l'sechu achilo hamevil is shechaz domim. L'sechu achilo hamevil is shechaz domim. That's one yisari. And then sanedam shogus hanefer shasun mitin koye. And then lo'ichu nabim okiru shetis nafsho. In other words, if a person cuts off from a behemoth after a shvita was realized in the behemoth, but the behemoth is two mefachesis, and the mefachesis is the chayel chol borel, that's the aloha by mefachesis, mefachesis by odom, mefachesis by odom, can even be mitzavet to give a get lishtem. And the same aloha is by behemoth, as long as the behemoth tachesis, even though the shchite took off the yisar eilom lachai, the eilom lachai, but there is another yisar, oichel nabim okilim shiz nafsho, if he cuts off a foreleg or a hind leg of a behemoth which was mishchito, and cuts it off while the behemoth is still chayav mefachesis, שויזה דרם לה לשיחו אדם, לשיחו אדם. So the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos that and all the Yisurim that and the Yisur of Achilas Meseo Mele, and there is Malchus, there is the Malchus of Dachilo Vishenu Meseo Mele, the Yisro is it. But and the Sanedar Shaul and Sanefesh Asur Mitin, there is no Malchus Malchus. There is no Malchus. And the Nechon Adem of Kenish is not sure, there is no Malchus. So the Kashi is why? So the Rambam says from this verse, because Pashti Bikor of the Sikho Adam has reference to the Zero Meir, the Zero Meir. But other things are reduced. So the Melee, since a lot has many suing, so then you get Malkus only on the each of Yisrael. And that other suing that are deduced from the Midrash Shatir and Dreshel Ben, through the Midrash Shatir and Dreshel Ben, and not implicit in the Shittish Amikor, so it's Lash Bechoros, but the Yisar that is implicit in the Shittish Amikor is not Lash Bechoros. That's what the same thing the Rambam says, the double Sashka Zaitzon. So if Sashka Zaitzon love not to tear down, chop down the tree, and it's not, and the Rambam says, there's a Lachim, if somebody chops down the rich machol, so it's high mortis. But the Gemara says, Hakirei HaKodim HaKamor Seir is also even on Potashtis. So the Rambam says, Umisha Kirei HaKamor Seir, so Makin is in Makas Marus, but he's not high mortis. The Rambam is from Jesus says, the Kashi, why not? So he says, Pash Dikho, Koy Alei Tzmacha, Vesich Reseizo, at the end of safety. And the same thing the Rambam says, the same flaw, the Rambam says, and we dealt with Multishaks. So that's Hazore to each Kotsimon was, if somebody each Kotsimon was in his high mountains, but to Echo be a binding service, he's Potter of Mountains. So the Rambam messes in our mind says, why is he Potter of Mountains? Because past before, he's Koyalch, Al's Kotsimon was in, because he's mentioned in the Parsi. Of the Shaksos that we hear it's mentioned, where is it? That's in the Shmini, at the end of Shmini, I think. So Mele, here too, by Moshe Cholo, the Pashtidic Hor is that one love has reference to the issue that's spelled out, not so explicitly it's mentioned. But Achille, it's implicitly mentioned. How it implicitly mentioned? Because it's our chema of logic. Mashinkin Anoye, that's only Roshi. Because of the Yitu. Why is third time? Why is it mentioned the third time? So Mele is not the Ika Azore. So Mele, he doesn't get Malkus. So it's like the Versafri. The din of taste is Himatipur. So the Rambam, Dushikesen, is the Rambam called the safer. That's why the Rambam says, Vosa b'chol v'osa l'vashle, v'osa l'ochle n'atere. And then he says, Vosa b'noi. Why did he say, Vosa l'ochle n'atere, v'osa b'noi n'atere? It is the rice. The answer is a different kind of the rice. It's the category of the rices. They are not explicit or implicit in the finish of it. So there's the Rambam sheet. Now, let's proceed with the more in short form. The Rambam's a sort of alphabet for you, I'll tell you now.
But your understanding of the Rambam is that he holds Hana is divorced from Akiva, the
track producer? That's right. The Rambam and the Ram, and I think the Ram also said, and the Leaf writing said, I'll try to find it for you, we'll do that. So tomorrow, now let's proceed to tomorrow. The Tanya, the Sheikh who called the Lord Yash, which I have not a Holomo, or the Hill Nochi, Emil, the Derbin, Sinel, Nochi, the Hire, the Derbin, Hiram, and I, Tom Lim, I guess, of the Rachel, and I know you're Hill Nochi. איזה קריר איצטנו, אוי מחיר נוחי, אוי מחיר, ונוחי בצנאי, תמוד לימא, תתננו ואכול, אוי מחיר, ונוחי, נמצא סימר, אחד קריר, ואחד נוחי, בין מחיר ובין נסים, דיבר המאה, סויקולת רמאה, מצוות, אינו מצווה, בין מפייתי שעוד, בין מנוחי, תוגיבי מתונה, and to give, and to sell, even to get a
shirt. Rabbi, just one more thing. Is the Tom of Basar Bechalav, is that Asar Bahana? The Tom of Basar Bechalav.
Sure, Tam Tija. Tam Tija. So it's also about Noyes of Nesbara Pchaim. It's also about Noyes, because the, even though Tam Tija is a separate himself, so Noyes is a separate himself, he shouldn't comply to Basar Bechalav, so he says no, because the separate, once the Yisra of Tam Tika that he's learned out from Yuri Midyon or from Mishra Sanovi and Mishal takes effect, so then it prevents Bittul. So Mele is Hadri Li Yisureh, it's Hadri Li Chole. So in other words, so it becomes like the Basar Bechalav itself, so that's why it's also. But the Tam is also. If you have mevashir, let's say vegetables, or potatoes or carrots, in the pot that is in the beginning of Basar Bechalav, you're not allowed to eat the vegetables. But suppose you use it as a receptacle for cold food, so that it's not also. Because then you don't have anoya from the tree. You only have anoya of the chili itself, not from the tree.
Would you be allowed to give the pot away
to a
goy?
So the goy will have anoya from the town.
Yeah, but you're not getting hana from giving.
But you have anoya from the fact that you give
from the pot. No, you don't get more hana because you're giving him the bria of Basar
Bechalav. How is it that when you give Basar Bechalav and matanis to the goy, it's considered hanoi?
Right.
Because
you're giving him something, right? But here, the hana is the pot, not the bria.
You get his gratitude.
Right. So here, the gratitude is the pot, not the bria. No, the goy doesn't care about the bria in the pot.
So he's only grateful for the pot.
For the pot, not the bria. If anything, he doesn't want your bria.
You're right. I'm sorry that I said it in the first moment, no. You're right. I think it's Gustavo. Amy Allegheny, I've been seeing it. אוכי מוכיר לגי מוכיר, מנהי תמונים ברשרח, ותננו אוי מחיר, ונוכי מסיר מנהי תמונים את נראה והחולו, אוי מחיר, ונוכי בענו, מחיר נוכי, נמצא יסיימר, איך עוד גאה ואיך עוד נוכי בין מוכיר לבין בינסים, so according to the mayor, there is an isher to give, not there is no isher, to give a matone to an akko, but Rav Meir is not chelik, a midroshe, a mizore of Rishachonim, Nisitrim, Matastinov. So Tesis is the Kashi, and the Miria is the Kashi. So I mentioned yesterday, so Tesis gives the Teres, because when you give Matastinov to a Nochri, so then you are giving him really a Matastinov of something that you could use yourself. So it's a big matter. But when you give Nevela to Nochi, the Jew couldn't use it himself. So Nevela, there is no use of matter skin. Now it's according to Tesis that Pesach HaTor, a matter skin of 2 years, because he's made it. I mean, the Kepeda of the Torah in the love of this matter, because he's Menea, he holds it from your own Hanoi and from another Jew's Hanoi. But the Miri says, in regard to the essay of Rav Yehuda, not to give it to Nakum, because he's Gezel Sager. So he's Gezel Sager. In other words, and if, so I said yesterday, if he gives it to to a Boshar Shuto to a goy, even if he is a goy who is the love of Chomim is Rachm alayim, it doesn't apply to him because he's Chomim Shebechutzlai, he's a nice and a silly man, so he's an Akum, but he doesn't have a Shem Rosh of Akum. But if he's not an only Mustali, and he only needs it for the same as Mubachas, because he wants to have extra food, so then you are able to tease her, because you could give the extra food to a poor Jew who does not have Parnos and Mubachas, only Parnos and his chemist. And sometimes he's mainly at his Gezel from the Jew who doesn't even have Parnos and his chemist. A few days in a warrant of Sobon, like I have been seen in Loch and in Kirin, by time we have you there is how to die, but we come up there, lift the lachon, like yes, the rachot, men of lachol, umecheir.
Oy, lovely. And how did you explain the Tosu Shita? What's the Tosu Shita?
That paid of the lot, that here he says that in regard to the Esra.
Yeah.
But in regard to the lot, that applies only to a goy rosh, because Pesach says the Kashi, how does a mayor allow a sine in a tunnel to an akum, but akum with akum and akum and living, so he says there he saves his life, but here he doesn't save his life.
So it's all right.
So now the Yisrael of the Maru Maridin cases that Shifrin Mekum says, as the Sior Eido points out, that it only applies to an Akum Shibarsi Yisrael.
Right.
He's not an Onus, an Akum Oroshi, but it doesn't apply to Akum Shibachut Flores, who is vice at the same way there, and he's not a Roshi. So place the Shifi is that the love of Lois, of Lois, of Lois, so applies only to Nakum Rosh. The nearest it is that the liar, like Tesvis, that the love of Mataskinum, Sitla Mataskinum, applies only to Nakum Rosh. But according to Rabbuden, with Paschal and Rabbuden, there is another Isarese, even Nakum Nati Rosh. And if he doesn't need it for Parnosim and Sutemis, only Panose Merabachas, so that's not chayach to say Mahu Rachum of Hatei Rachum. Just it's not chayach to say with Avin Balchai, you should give him steaks. You have to give steaks to Ikerlet. Also, I saw the trade for Israel, I told that Stephen is it. But it's enough if the steak, if the Kerlet has Panose and Susanis, you don't have to accommodate him with Panose Merabachas, Merabachas. So here, there is a misarese to give a rich Akum, who is not a Rosh, an Akum Shibachut Flores, to give them a matone, but not a Nisalab, only a misarese.
So what's the machlokes between the Tosis and the Miri? What's the machlokes? Are they arguing or are they not arguing?
They're not arguing.
There's no, because no, the way no, you said it yesterday was it wasn't a focus. Yeah, because you said from the fact that Tosus can say that there's an Easter of Losechane must be that this Gemara is talking about even a Rosh Hagama. Even
Dafke Rosh Hagama.
And according to the Miri, we're not talking about
it. Oyachlam, sorry. In other words, the Machlekes is whether the love of or Sitle Malaschino, so as reference to a Roshe, an Akum Roshe, or not even an Akum Roshe, even an Akum Anonis, as long as he doesn't need it for the Parnosim and Sutemis.
So according to the Miri, even if he's not a Rasha,
yeah,
it's still a problem.
And if you give it to a rich Akum,
so rich Akum, it's a problem.
You see, it's also.
So it's also because of the Beetle Essay.
Beetle Essay.
Lagier Shebisharon.
That's right. And. A few days may have gone to someone to give me a sin and walk in the field. Time of the Rebbe Yudei, Yis HaKutai Tzikit Omer Rebbe Meir, Lichter Achman Adesh, Sharafat Nenevach, Olo Mecheir. Why Oy Mecheir? Oy Mecheir. So the Oy is, the Oy is superfluous. Oy Lomo Yish, Mamun Oy Dvong, Yachsom. The Rebbe Meir, Oy Lahagim Yisir, Yigea Alim Chir Dinoch. The Rebbe Yudei, Holy Yisrich, Holy Tzorecho, Kidin Dikdei Atom Tzul Rach Yisir. Why is it swollen at all? A girl is not here, Lachesis. Without the Torah spelling it out, I would know that he has the appearance of his priority. From Matone, rather than to Saladino. Even the Gabi Jew, the Chofetz Chaim, said, suppose somebody has a belly. If you get a good price for it, and you can give it to a tzaddik Jew. Is it appropriate to give a tzaddik Jew? Why should it be appropriate? The answer is, because over there it's not in the wrong way. Because he's able to get a good price for it. But they learn that it's also to Jews, and only a goy is allowed, so they learn is Manchiak is so fearful, and the goyim were not so numerous in Eretz soil. So Menele, how much could he get? Only a dover muet. So Menele, then there is priority. In other words, if I have a bigot, that the Jew could use it, and then the Jew could use it. So some kind of. So if I have a baguette or I have a sashkuto, I don't have to give it to a Jew, even to a Chabigomo, because I can use it myself, Hayahokadin. But in Bele, he can't use it himself. So he can sell it to a goy. So how much will he get from the Jew? From the goy, if he'll get it, he'll just Togomwe that made some Bele, the Japation has priority, you should give him a ton. Mitzaras Lord. Bishlim Remei, the Omar, Echot Gea, Echot Nochi, Bein Mechina, Bein Nisine, Bein Mechina, Bein Nisine, Medis, Lecholi Mishne, Bein Levanoi, Hoch, Sori, Tzik, Zer, Sakosu, Lecholi, Sori, Shvar, Teo, Asuri, Bein Bachle, Beanoi, El Rabbi, the only wrong, Kipsovon, so it's not superfluous. So how does he know that he's Rabbi Salochet? It's called Moki Shemo Yech, Ole Sech, 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 אי שי אתה מאשתיר בי, אבל אין אצל קשה כל יסוב את זה, שנאמר בהן, ויסריך אותי עם זה, ומאיס לכל מישרה, ומוצר מלב תמי. So he says, that's what the Shlich and Eise. So the limud is from Eise. But suppose the Torah said, not like Kela Tashlich and Eise, like Kela Tashlich and Eise, then I wouldn't learn it out. Why couldn't I learn out? Since the Torah has to specify that I give it to the Caleb without they say, so he say Gilu Akho, only trained they are allowed to give to the Caleb at Amoy. But other Isurim, you're not allowed to give to the Caleb and the Amoy. So Rasha says, no. On this, we call him Rishpeli, what's on Mela Tain? He love they say, Abamine, call him his forces. Shinakuli, go, come, Kapias, Kapakul, be your great. Remember Mitzrayim liyachit kelev risheni. Yitzhiko hitbio teiro yitzchorei v'nir batzcha kelev v'nevit kechovit sham v'lo yim kelinochi v'trei poli kelev. That's a marvelous rhyme, I mean, in a favorable way. That was the extent of HaKorah's day. We have to be makateve, not only to the Kelev Mitzrayim. The Kelev Mitzrayim has been dead for thousands of years, so why should we mark a table to his descendants, and then how do we know that if a specific Keleth is the descendant of the Keleth in Israel, maybe the descendant of the Keleth in China? How do you know that? So that shows the concept, the extent of a Korosdei. There is a Musa Shunas by Isaac Sheas Chedimor. So he mentions the Betzes in Momokame. Where is a Korosdei? The concept of a Korosdei mentioned. It's in Mori Momokame. The Tzadik. The Noah, the Mila, the Amre Mishin. Here are the sources may we teach, because how do we know what people say? That the well from which you drink its water, you should never throw a stone into it. Shenema al-Sisayu Mitzri Tigeo Isabas in Tzitzka Vachena. The Mitzri was so hostile to the Jews. Kolagir, Kolai, Haben, Ayili, Dayiro, Tashlemu. So still, since it was a place, a haven for a few hundred years for the Jews, but they exploited the Jews much more than the Jews exploited the Mitzvah. Still, he doesn't relieve you of a Korosdei. He doesn't relieve you of a Korosdei. My brother, Mr. Bell, said it at the time when Soviet Russia joined with Koniko, joined the Truman in demanding the establishment of the state of Israel, that we shouldn't talk against the Soviet government, even though Stalin was a Russian government, but still, we owe him a Korosdei also, just as we owe a Korosdei to the Mitzvah today, not only to the Mitzvah and those days, maybe only to the Mitzvah today, but to the Mitzvah, to Pharaoh, you don't owe a Korosdei because he's a Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah today, the Gehring, you know, the Gehring, the Sisai of Mitzvah, the Gehring, the Mitzvah, that's the descendant of the Mitzvah of his yes, Mitzvah.
Even though today,
even though the Gehring mixed them up, they're not the descendants.
Okay, all right, but a lot of the Sisai of Mitzvah applied before Sankarev too.
Okay, but not now.
It's a few hundred years, I mean, a number of centuries, you know, between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Bosan Cherev, Ubilbo, Eskola Ilom, Ubilbo, Eskola Ilom, Kulei. So in other words, that's the extent of Akorosdei. So the verses mentioned, so the Mokya for Akorosdei is the positive, it's a real limit, it's not just it Russia, it's Samanic, sort of nice Samanic Russia. It's a real limit, it's not just the Musa Shmuel. It's a really satirizing, not to be much of a kofa teva, komish a kofa teva and kofa vika. So it has to be a derise, otherwise we wouldn't say even kofa vika. There's the possible society of Mitzri, shakeo yiso ba'asi. So the Bessa says that the Rabbi Yisrael Nigash mentioned the name of the Rif, that the Rif was once sick. So the doctor said, he has to take baths. So he took bathtub in a certain bathtub, you know. In those days you didn't have bathtubs in your own house. So, and he was cured of his condition. Then years later, there was a tower between two Jews, between one Jew who claimed that the bathtub belonged to him because the original owner promised him to sell it to him, and the other Jew denied it. So the thief refused to sit in the tomb because he was incompetent. So Rabbi Yehuda says, from that thief we see that the concept of a Korosdei applies even to Dovodim, and that we see from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to hit the Niles because he was safe through the Niles.
Is this all Moshe talk about this?
Rabbi Zidal said, so we owe a Korosdei to Russia, because Medinas Yisrael, which was a haven for hundreds of thousands of Jews, was took place as a result of Stalin's instruction to Gromyko to vote in the United Nations for a state establishment of a state of Israel.
Even though they did it Shalom Hashem Shemayim.
Even though he did it Shalom Hashem Shemayim.
The story about the rift, that's in the Shittim HaKabetzes?
That's
in the
Tzadik.
Curse the Torah to Domin.
What?
I curse the Torah to Domin.
What do you say?
I curse the Torah to Domin.
I curse the Torah to
Domin. You have
to Domin. That's what I said already. And that is, the marker for that is, the Chazal about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was reluctant to leave the Nile, Aaron to do it, because he was saying, some Mele, even Moshe, so we blow them, of course, I think, Allah has come over Khan, the US soil, and to a karate, and committing a great sin in attacking constantly the US soil, because we are not observing Jews. First of all, 90%, if not 95% of them, are Trishinishma, and even the few percent are not Trishinishma, but still, in Akkadish Boch, in the Kapea, real. So that Rashi says that the Fichoch is Fido Teo, Litten Schore, the Nirbat, Scharakele, Nuna is Hobby, Shandeo Yinkel Nochri, Utrevo, Mikele. Now the Brown and Prog discussing that. Why is Nirbat Scharakele? So he says, because the Kele is not an involuntary agent, and he cannot be, he's not about feeling. So maybe if he Kelev does his utmost, so then he deserves her. But a goy is a voluntary agent, and the Aseichel, so maybe he's at fault for not recognizing that the Umisayilam owe a debt to the Jewish people. They have butchered the Jewish people throughout the ages, humiliated them, and discriminated against them, persecuted them, and they don't do it. So, of course, in a conformity, they are scarf of real being. So, in Mainland, they also get scarf. So, what kind of scarf do they get? They get even the Gatation, they get in Mainland. But Trefe is superior to the Mainland. Vela is most, Trefe is not most. Trefe is very good. Vela is most, but Trefe is not most. That's how the Rami Paul explained it. That's what slipped out of my mind.
What for the Yireim also?
What? The Yireim mentions in the Mira Mitzvah, yeah, thank you. In the Mira Mitzvah, special mitzvah of giving Trefe to each other. Kelev Ziyach, it's just some how all the other members of the animal kingdom, because the Kelev is loyalty. What's the ethical quality of the Kelev? And then there is a pig shield which they have in the Itzar Tfilas. So you have a pig shield, that's the price, it's a matter. So it says that Rabbi Shai one Tane tested many times. He wanted to know that Mei Zoho HaKelev L'Shir. So everybody says Shir. First is Shir. The Muslims say Shir. Everybody says Shir. So all the species of Balachai. So he understands. But Rabbi Shai didn't understand what was the schus of the Kelev at all. He's a chutzpin and it's funny. So why was he saying it?
We need to get Shir. What Shir are you talking about?
Every species says Shir. Every species
says Shir. What say they say Shir?
That's empiric Shir. I'm sure you have the Yitzhak Phyllis, the two Bible. So, look it up just in the beginning. Before Matei, you have empiric Shir. So, Tarnigal Eina Shir, what's the Shir of the Tarnigal, what's the Shir of the Eve? Was the Shire of the tzipeya, of every min tzipeya, of the chosel, every balchai is mentioned separately, and choyim, and the eitzim, and the itzmachal, and everything is a shiur. The ribon is a shiur, of course it is to interpret it figuratively. So we say, the Rebbe Nachman says, your moral mitpatir on Yisrael, or in Rumeidi, tzniyas mechosu. So that's the shiur of the chosu. The tzir of the chosu is instinctively very tzunuah.
The cat.
So we can learn in Shahaskul, it's natural law. We can learn in Shahaskul from the chosu and Gezel Mimola. And Mimola will never take away something that belongs to a friend of his. We must learn he is a Gezel Mimola. It's nearest the chosu. But what kind of Shahaskul can we learn from the Caleb? Because the Yachat's Caleb is famous. So the Caleb has many chesedes. His main chesed on the Caleb is he's loud bark. And sometimes he bites too, not only. So, but he has no violence. The loyalty of the Caleb to his master.
That's what Parakashira says that?
What?
Parakashira?
Parakashira.
Says that what? The Milo is the loyalty?
The loyalty, and it was galvanized in the Tzias Mitzrayim. Even there it wasn't. It was the clothing of the Mitzvah, not the clothing of the Jews. So they didn't bar. So because of that, we owe our Chorus David to the Kelp. There's the Pshat in the Rashi. That's why the Trefer, which is superior quality-wise to Nivele, is the Schar of the Kelep, with the facial. So his Schar is Nivele, not Trefer.
So why does Chacham say Shira? Because of Leachat's Kavlashana? Or because?
That's why he was Leachat's Shira.
Because of Leachat?
Shira means something we can learn.
So what? And what about the Nachash? What are you going to learn from the Nachash?
So the Per Shira discusses the Nachash also, but it doesn't mention. I mean, it mentions the Shira of the Nachash, but it doesn't mention the Shai, who was Yishit in Thomas in order to find out what made Docha and Lochash Yeshua. Why not at all? You have to look it up. It's a wonderful method. A very poetic method.
Does all this mean that there's a schus for raising
animals? It's not just a schus.
No,
we can learn from them. Natural law. Natural law, you know. Today, the cause in the United States, we don't care for natural law. We render all kinds of decisions. And they acquit murderers, and they go along with homosexuality, even though in common law you should consider the felony, because natural law is a table. Table means, by definition, what is table mean? Table means an abomination. What's an abomination? Leisinov is not an abomination. It's a lot. The Zechiv is not an abomination. It's not abominable from the intuitive perspective. But homosexuality, lesbianism, that's an abomination. It's repugnant to natural law.
Is there an Indian to be dafka raise a dog because of the Sakharas at all? Right, so the Kharas Tov is just limited to Shreifa?
My grandparents never had a dog. I only had one ancestor who had a dog. The Bishai Zachavitsa. He was a farmer, so he had to have a dog. And they say that the dogs of Bishai Zachavitsa didn't bark, except his vespers. He was an ancestor of ours, you know, good Bobby, you know. Mr. Feinstein is also a descendant of Bishai Zachavitsa. Bishai Zachavitsa, I mentioned it many times, was misspelled. At one time, he went to the Gaul, he was a Talmud of the Gaul, but he was a founder. and he was considered as a holy person even by the Russian peasants. He said that they asked Rabbi Shaizach of Israel to walk over there because any farm over which the Rabbi Shaizach of Israel steps upon, so it becomes very fertile. So he once, he was a Talmud of the Bor, so he once asked the Bor, what should he do in order that none of his descendants should Chas V'Sholem abandon the Jewish faith, because there are many daily Israel, his descendants became Shemodim, even the Chasam Tzedek. So he has descendants daily Israel, what is, and he has modern Jews, observant Jews, but he has a few who unfortunately became Shemodim. So Rabbi Nesnevich has descendants who became Shemodim. So he asked the Gaur, what should he do in order not to be cursed with descendants who give up the Jewish faith? So the Goyim says he should be dispelled every Nevish Nesra before Kadosh Shemaya, the Rotsim and Fonecho, and Hashem and Lekayo and Tiyad Shai, Shead Bias Hageya, Lo Yil Yishum Min Binechet, Shuosha. He is Shuosha.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to have a, and that bracha was fulfilled. He has no descendants who are rich. As I mentioned, that whenever I asked the millionaire to give money for yeshiva place, I said, I can't be rich myself anyway. Because no use, I mean, my desire to become rich will overturn the tefillah of it's impossible. So melee, if you give a lot of money for Yeshiva's place, I'll be responsible for you that you should remain rich and become rich.
Okay, the
Gra
held
is effective.
The Gra held that.
What?
The Gra held that Ashiras is.
And the Shaizah Chavitza says, what is the Mokia? So the Queen said, it's a positive in Tehillim, not in Tehillim, initially. Before the Ishis Chayil is Perek Lamed Aleph, but this is Sholeish, and there is no Tanachi, there is no Tanachi.
Here.
That's a true story, that's not to polemize. And it's not me singing the voice, that's Halacha.
Shlosha Hema?
Shleisha. Reish v'yosher hachetmen. It's not third one. What yet? I don't know. It's probably from them. Even now you can learn. Reish v'yosher hachetmen. So in other words, poverty and richness remove, keep me far from that. Because there are two machines of high. There is one showing of poverty and one showing of richness. And these are the Jews, so richness was more of a demoralizing factor than poverty. The Jews, the Mishnah Mocha says, Atu Nochash Koch Halikve, the Melach Sheol Bishleim Eloi Yishiva. That was not the same as the Jewish people. As the Olenich is the Ashkino, the Jewish people throughout the generations has been ended by Ashkino, not only in the government, even when they were on the marketplace. So the Olenich is Ashkino. They had to be motivated by the Dina Ator, and they did business, so they had, they were they are motivated by the Isaranoia and by the Isaribis and by all kinds of Isurim. So the test of poverty, they pass with flying colors. But the test of richness, and once the Melech Vashil Vishleine, after the French Revolution, when liberty, equality, and fraternity were proclaimed for all people, for all human beings, so then they became assimilated. So that's why the Goyim advised him to be his father, that he should neither be poor nor rich, just middle class.
No, neither poor either.
What?
Shouldn't be poor either.
Of course not. It's a matter of asking the young poverty.
But the girl himself was poor.
The poor himself was poor. Well, the girl was the category by himself.
Read the passage?
No one was in this category. You'll find it, I can't go. Alright. Vidor. Now, in the Vandomar says, Chum Shenishchet Yisur. So Rashi says, Chum Shenishchet Yisur, Lav Derai says, is this Anoy. Mashmah, the Rashi is, that even the Mandomar says, Chum Shenishchet Yisur is only the